Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stones are on a UK tour right now, stadium tour in the UK. You know what the highest ticket, this is not secondary market, but you know, if you actually just bought them from a, you know, straight from the ticket source, the best seats, what do you think those cost?
Oh, geez, probably an arm and a leg.
Pretty close. $630 for the best seat.
Yeah, my legs aren't worth $600, I can tell you that much.
Standing room only?
Yeah.
$140.
Oh, jeez.
$140 for standing room only tickets. I like the Stones, but man, oh man, you would be it'd be a cold day you know where before you saw me shell out that kind of money for a standing room ticket. Rolling Stones, Wild Horses on 99.5 The Mountain on Wednesday morning. Allie Hartwick, Mike Casey. Warmer today than yesterday, 80 for a high. Maybe another chance for hail and rain this afternoon. The warming trend continues at least through Friday. 90 for a high Thursday, 93 on Friday. And then at this point, we're expecting a cool down as we head into Saturday and the rest of the weekend. Without a doubt, the big news, I guess I would say, of the morning, or at least the last 24 hours, ABC has canceled Roseanne, the reboot of the Roseanne show, due to... there isn't any other way to say it. It's a racist tweet, basically.
Yeah.
That came from the personal account of Roseanne Barr. It was in regard to Valerie Jarrett, who is a former advisor to President Obama. And this thing blew up really fast.
Really, really quickly. ABC's reaction was swift, immediate, certain.
Yeah. Show's over.
Yep.
Show's over. That's it. Valerie Jarrett, who shortly after this, maybe within 6 hours or 8 hours, was on an MSNBC show called Everyday Racism in America. This was Valerie Jarrett's response to the original tweet and the situation as a whole.
Well, first of all, I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment. I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense.
Yeah, Valerie Jarrett, who was former advisor to President Obama, the target, the original tweet from Roseanne Barr, whose show has now been canceled. In thinking about this morning and a little bit last night, I just find this disappointing and kind of sad. Like, I honestly think Roseanne Barr she's funny and talented, and I think she has an interesting perspective on the state of the country right now, and I think via the show, she probably had something interesting to add to the overall discussion. But you know what she tweeted is it's ignorant and it's offensive, and there's no excuse for it.
No one's going to be listening to what she has to say anymore, which maybe was worth a lot of people hearing. But when you bring hate, when you bring racism, when you bring something like that into the conversation, your voice is no longer going to be heard, because that's just not okay. You can't do that.
Yeah. And obviously ABC agreed. She did. And in literally after this all blew up and went south and they canceled the show, she apologized.
She did. And she told people not to defend her because what she did was wrong. And she knows that it wasn't okay. And she apologized to everybody who works on her show as well, because hundreds of people lost their jobs because she did something racist publicly on Twitter, which is... Yeah, out there for the world to see.
Yeah, it was, and again, I mean, this is a person who is she's courted controversy before, and that's been, you know, it's been a little bit of what she's been known for so long now, but this was a whole different, you know, crossing a whole different line.
Absolutely.
Sad and disappointing situation, but the Roseanne show has been canceled by ABC. Interesting lesson in social media usage yet again.
More Mike Casey's coming up in a few on 99.5 The Mountain.
I don't know. It probably changed between the time when I was a kid and when the time when you were a kid. But I'm pretty sure that when I was a kid, consistently throughout probably my entire educational experience, Pluto was a planet.
Oh, and, me too.
Okay, and it was it's the ninth planet in the solar system.
Yes. When you learn that whole acronym for the planet orders, Pluto's last.
Yeah. Well, it seems like in the last 5 years or whatever it is, every day there's like a different, it's a planet, yes, no, it's not a planet, it's a planet, like they can't decide. Now NASA scientists believe, this is the latest, I guess, that Pluto might actually be a giant comet, not a planet at all, a collection of a billion comets all put together and flying around the sun. Now, I understand that Pluto is far, very far away, which makes it slightly more difficult to get all this together. And it's not real likely that, at least with our current technology, that humans are ever going to get anywhere close to Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you could argue it's not as important as some of the closer planets. But could we just, I mean, could the scientific nerd community, could the space geeks just get together and decide once and for all on what the hell the thing is?
Right? I mean, it's been a tough couple years. First, Pluto's not a planet anymore, and everybody collectively freaked out. And then they were like, wait a second, it could actually be a planet. And we're like, what? Okay, let me know when you can. And now its status has changed so many times, I feel like I've just given up on Pluto. And I actually had this conversation this past weekend as we were looking at the stars while camping, and none of us collectively could even come up with the same answer if Pluto was a planet or not. We just don't even know. Anymore.
I sometimes feel like that the science nerds, the space geeks, I feel like they're kind of getting back at everybody for whatever kind of, you know, science geek and nerd that they were harassed with in high school. And now they're just like, man, let's just tell them it's a planet. It's not a planet.
See,
it's a comet.
I feel like they've got so much going on and they know so much and they have so much information. And that's fantastic. But could you just let us know when you make up your mind and leave us out of it until
just
then? Because we're all really confused and need to know about Pluto, okay?
That's right. See what you can do for us. Hopefully before noon today, please and thank you.
If sarcasm was an Olympic sport, Mike would totally not compete. Wink, wink. Mike Casey, mornings on 99.5 The Mountain.
Do you, as a general rule, I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway. As a general rule, when you're at the gym or working out or whatever, do you chew gum?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you?
I used to always run with gum, and then I stopped doing it because I'm doing Invisalign, and like you can't really chew gum with that. But yeah, I like having something in my mouth to chew on.
Okay, well, yeah, that's actually a really, really good idea. According to a new study published in the Journal of Physical Therapy Science, chewing gum while being physically active, specifically walking, but would apply to other things, increases the heart rate of both men and women and actually helps, well, this study, they say, helps men burn more calories. The idea here, they think, is that your walking starts, or running, whatever the case may be, start synchronizing with your chewing.
Okay.
And most people chew a lot faster than they would walk or run. So by chewing gum, you're essentially...
You're picking up the pace.
Exactly.
Interesting. I never thought of that. Now, so I don't chew gum when I'm doing things like lifting weights or the gym part of things.
Uh-huh.
I only do it when I'm running. And I wonder if subconsciously I was like, oh yeah, let's pace myself with this gum.
It would have never occurred to me, but it seems like a really interesting proposition.
Give it a try the next time you go for a run.
I'll do that. Well, I'll do the chewing gum part. It's all the other stuff.
You also have to be like walking or running.
Yeah, it's just some sort of ambulatory motion at that point. I'm just going to have the gum. See if that works.
Okay.
See if that holds up.
Best of luck to you.
He's like an alarm clock. A necessary part of the morning, but you really wish he'd just shut up already. Mike Casey in the morning on 99.5 The Mountain.
For 132 years now, Coca-Cola has stuck to non-alcoholic beverages. No more. Earlier this week, they introduced three fizzy lemon drinks in 3, 5, and 7% alcohol on the Japanese island of Kyushu. Kyushu, I think is, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think that's close to right. 13 million people live there. Coca-Cola's Lemon Dew, these series of drinks, they fall into a popular category of Japanese drink. It's like a low alcohol drink, I guess. It's grain alcohol combined with flavored carbonated water. Okay.
Okay.
So these new things will have a canned beverage, three different flavors: lemon, salty lemon, and honey. They average about $1.50 price tag, including tax. There are no plans to make these Lemon Dew drinks available outside of Japan.
Salty lemon sounds so
good. It sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Oh, that sounds delightful. My mouth is actually watering right now. I think I'm going to start drooling because that sounds excellent. Why can't we have it?
I don't know. It seems like I understand that the markets and the demographics are different. So it's not like you're going to necessarily every product you launch, you're going to try everywhere if you're a company the size of Coca-Cola. But it seems like, I mean, what's not to like about that?
I've seen a lot of posts on both BuzzFeed and from a friend of mine whose family lives in Japan. And they always have cool flavors of regular products. Like, we've got this Coca-Cola that's salty lemon with alcohol. Come on, that's everything. There are also Kit Kats that you can get in a ton of different flavors in Japan.
They have flavored Kit Kats?
Flavored Kit Kats. It's amazing. They have all the cool candy over there. So if you take something that we have that's normal, just like regular, boring, run-of-the-mill, vanilla, whatever, in Japan, it comes in 95 different flavors and colors, and it's super cool. And they get all the cool food.
I feel like you want to go on a road trip to Japan primarily
and just eat American foods that they
have different flavors.
Yes, they make different flavors in Japan. That's it. That's all I want to do.
All right. Now you've got an insight into the world of Valley Hardwick. Now you've got it.
Question almost impossible. It's where the questions are impossible. Yeah, so good luck. On 99.5 The Mountain.
Okay, all this week we have tickets to see the Alan Parsons Project at the Levitt Pavilion. All you got to do is answer the question in question for question almost impossible. I'm just going to say the word question as many times as I can.
See if you can sneak it in a few more times. Okay. I have faith. More than 91% of people claim to have at least one of these or one kind of this in their refrigerator right now.
90 what percent? 91?
91. Like, so basically everybody claims to have at least one kind of this in their refrigerator right now.
Okay. I have a couple possible guesses, but I'm not eligible. You are. 631-2995. That's the number you need for Question Almost Impossible.
Question Almost Impossible with Mike and Allie on 99.5 The Mountain.
Question Almost Impossible this morning. More than 91% of people claim to have at least one kind of this in their refrigerator right now. What are we talking about?
How about cheese?
Absolutely 110% right. Cheese.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, the excuse me.
You'll be good. Darn it, Mark.
How many kinds of cheese do you have in your fridge right now?
Oh, we have Swiss and American and provolone and
look at that.
The slices kinds.
You exceeded the average, man. You far exceeded the average.
I'll be darned.
Tickets to see Alan Parsons Project for you. Your knowledge of cheese is paid off. What's your name?
Steve.
All right, Steve, very impressive. That's right. The answer was cheese or queso, fromage, anything along those lines. Tickets to see the Alan Parsons Project for you. We've got another shot on Question Almost Impossible just after 7:10 tomorrow morning here on The Mountain.
If you take away the looks, money, charm, and success, then there's really no difference between Mike and George Clooney. Spitting image. Mike Casey on 99.5 The Mountain.
It's Wednesday morning, right?
It is.
Okay. I just had this thing that was like Thursday, and then I thought, oh man, it's free ticket Thursday. I just forgot to give away tickets. It's like I'm having anxiety while I'm in the middle of the show. So that means free ticket Thursday is tomorrow. Not
it
today.
Is.
Okay. All right.
Got it. We're okay.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
Everything's fine. Steely Dan tickets tomorrow, 7, 9, noon, 3, and 5 here on the Mountain. The big news today, which is Wednesday, as we've established, Roseanne Barr's, the reboot of her TV show was canceled by ABC after she made a racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, who's a former advisor to President Obama. Roseanne Barr did issue an apology. She said the joke was in bad taste. She went on to say that I'm not a racist. I'm just an idiot. I would suggest that there's often a very, very, very fine line between those two things. So
I think they go hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly. If a fine line at all. Valerie Jarrett, for her part, basically said, hopefully this is a teachable moment. Hopefully we collectively learn from this. I guess that remains to be seen. But another reminder of what social media is, how it works, what kind of beliefs you express and words you use matter.
Yeah, they do. And hate is never okay. Racism, never okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just like, it's one thing to disagree with somebody politically. But
absolutely, which we're all going to do. And conversations need to stay open in that regard. But a lot of people are going to be far less open to what Roseanne Barr has to say following this, simply because when you bring hate and discrimination into it.
You lose your credibility.
Exactly. It becomes very difficult to listen when we all care about each other as humans.
Yeah.
And obviously a tweet like that expresses that maybe you don't.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, and I said it earlier too, but I'm disappointed in the sense that, I mean, it's just disappointing to see something like this, but I think Roseanne Barr has an interesting, I think she has had the potential to be an interesting voice in terms of where we are as a country right now and vis-a-vis her show. And,
yeah.
And you know, I really do, I thought there was a lot of potential there, and it's a shame that, you know, that clearly this kind of mistake, this significant mistake. I mean, yeah, you cancel the show. It's the end of the show.
Yep. And which is a huge bummer for a whole lot of people.
Yeah. Moving on to other news. The cover rock, which is conveniently on your birthday.
I know.
As you like, never let me forget, is coming up, the Cover Rock Festival in Avon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got a whole, you've like put together this.
We did. We put together like a really cool little experience. So the Cover Rock Festival is going on at the base of Beaver Creek, June 22nd and 23rd. It's going to be amazing. Lots of tribute bands are going to be there. Big tribute bands. So you can hear some fantastic music. But we wanted to make a whole deal of it because it's my birthday and because that's what we like to do. And so we have a weekend plan, a getaway planned that you can find out about on our website as well as our Facebook page. We're leaving Friday morning from the studio on a bus, headed up to Avon. This whole package includes 2 nights stay in a hotel, brunch with me on my birthday on Saturday, which is going to have a whole bunch of mimosas. You've never brunched with me before, but it's intense.
No, but I have an idea of what
it's great. And then there's also special seating at the festival because it does include tickets to both days of the festival as well. Your transportation there and back. It just makes the whole thing really seamless. So if you want to have an awesome mountain getaway party, there's nothing that you have to plan.
Okay. Cover Rock Festival with Allie Hartwig, 995themountain.com for more information.
How does he stay so humble? Generally by not being good at most things. Mike Casey on 995 The Mountain.
You know, there really is no such thing as magic. It's just sleight of hand, like misdirection.
Yeah, but it's sleight of hand. Doesn't really work the same.
Yeah, probably, that's a good point. Our car's from Heartbeat City and magic, air quotes, magic on 99.5 The Mountain. Here's a really great reason, and we did this today, although we didn't, I don't think we knew it at the time. Here's a great reason to reach for some strawberries. Strawberries make you happy.
Really?
Yeah.
You've eaten like 10 this morning, and you're still pretty grouchy.
I'm a ray of sunshine. A survey found that people associated strawberries with feelings of happiness more than any other type of produce. The reason? Strawberries remind us of summer and happier times. 95% of survey respondents said strawberries bring up thoughts of summertime and happy memories. 95%.
Oh, wow.
Which is why I am even more effusive and, enjoyable today than I usually am.
Obviously. You know, a couple weeks ago you did bring in strawberries and I just grabbed one and ate it. And halfway through I realized it was the most strawberry-y strawberry I'd ever eaten. And I was having a real moment and experience with this strawberry.
Is that right?
Yes. And
I remember that.
I was walking down the hall eating it and just needed to stop and appreciate this strawberry because it was so perfect. Everything about it was just delightful. And I've had 3 or 4 today and none of them were that good.
Oh my God, you're such a nerd. You're a strawberry nerd. Okay, get some strawberries though because they'll make you happy. Maybe not as happy as they made Allie, but pretty happy.
He considers refusal to go to the gym as resistance training. Technically, he's right.
We can't believe we're agreeing with him.
Mornings with Mike Casey on 99.5 The Mountain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.